Hello, Audio Booniverse. I just thought I'd do a quick update before I crash. It's actually been a very long day. And some people have expressed surprise that they haven't heard from me and wondered if I was okay. So first of all, thanks for asking. It's really cool to know that people notice and stuff. I really, really appreciate it. And yeah, I'm okay. It's just been kind of those, let's see, I woke up before 7:20, like around 7:15. And, I had my Pilates class at 8:30.
New notification for mail.
Finished, that at about 9:30, and then went off with Jeff. We got haircuts. I also, got my hair colored, and also did a manicure and a pedicure. Jeff went home because a package was supposed to arrive, and my mom was also supposed to go to the same place to have a haircut. So I was waiting for her, because I still had my hair dye on, so I thought she'd take me home. Well, I wouldn't have minded if she didn't take me home, but I had to wait there anyway. She came and saw her for a little bit and got really pissed off at her, because my mom has this really strange thing that sometimes she just doesn't accept the fact that I can't see. I know it's really stupid, but she can't accept it. She's like a lot of times she would give me her phone and say, oh, can you put this contact in for me? Or can you see who called me? And like, her phone has no speech, obviously, and she doesn't understand how I can do it on my phone and can't do it on hers. And it's really kind of stupid and frustrating, and today I got really pissed off with her. I said, don't you understand I can't use your phone? And yeah, it was a bit stupid, but I got really kind of upset, because she always makes me feel guilty for not being able to help her, and so it's stupid. She's like, yeah, but you can do it on your phone. I'm like, yeah, I have an iPhone, and you have an Android that you don't even know which model you have, so I have no idea how to get speech there, if the speech even exists. And, yeah, but this is a touch screen and that's a touch screen. It's like, well, it's not the same phone, for goodness sake. So by the time I got home after all that, it was after 1, and had lunch. We had some vegetable soup that I made and sandwiches. Speaking of sandwiches, I'll talk about bread in a minute. Kind of chilled out, played a bit of Lost Cities. For the first time in this year, Jeff actually took the public holiday off today, because he hasn't been taking public holidays off, and so I told him that he should start taking them, and so he agreed with me. And I said, everybody else is taking the public holiday off work, why don't you? So he did, and it was very nice. I'm actually really sad that the 3-day weekend is rapidly coming to an end, because I feel like we haven't done any weekending because it was such a busy day. And around 3 or some so, a friend of ours, Cece, came over with her guide dog, who was actually Rosie's half-brother. And we sat here and chilled and talked and had a cup of tea and, hung out until about 6. Then we decided to splurge and eat out, well, order in, really. So we ordered Italian food. I didn't want to have pasta because, calories and stuff. I had a piece of fish and some vegetables, and still more than I probably should have had calorie-wise, but it wasn't a very big portion. when Cece and Jeff had some ice cream each. I didn't have it. Then we sat down, hung out for a little bit longer, and she left around 9. And now just had a cup of tea. And just looked at Twitter and my email, and I'm absolutely knackered. So I'm going to go to bed very soon because I have physiotherapy for my arm tomorrow morning at 10:30. Then I have Cry of the Celts at 3, my time. That's 1 UK time. So yeah, it's been a very, 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 very busy day. I said I was going to talk about bread. There is a service that we got. I usually don't listen to telemarketers. Like, the minute that I get a call from a telemarketer, it's like I automatically almost go into, like, I don't want to hear you mood. But I got this call from a telemarketer last week, and it was a company that I've actually heard of. And I've heard about this from a friend of mine, like, probably about 15 years ago or something. So they're a company that actually kind of, like, you know, has been around. And what they do is that they deliver fresh dairy products and baked goods to your door in the morning. If you want them, of course. And of course you can get all of them in the grocery store, no question, but you know, this is for people who, let's say, who go to school or go to work early and don't have time to buy, when you want, like, a fresh bread rolls in the morning or fresh milk or whatever. They guarantee to get it to your door by 6:30 a.m. And if you want it before, like, if you have to leave at 5 or something, then you can request that. You can request an early delivery. So, you know, and the prices of the products are like the prices at the store, and they only take about a shekel 75 per delivery, which is equivalent to about, I don't know if it's 50p. No, it's probably less than 50p. 30p or about 50 cents. And this is what I don't understand. I don't understand how they make a living that way, because it doesn't seem like a lot. Now, when my friend 15 years ago was using their service for her, when her daughters were in school, they only had bread rolls and chocolate milk and regular milk and just white bread. Now they have a whole range of baked goods, anything from bread rolls, cakes, pastries. They have different kinds of milk, low fat, regular. They have chocolate milk, they have cheeses, dairy products and baked goods. And so, and you can order, they said to me, like, why don't you try us? We'll give you one day's delivery, basically for free. And we'll call you the next day, and you tell us how you like your stuff, and how you liked what you got, and if you liked it. And the thing is, they don't ring your doorbell, because, you know, it's early. It's like 5 or 6 in the morning when they leave it there. So you need to, like, you know, it's in a bag, and they put it on the door handle or whatever. So they said, I said, well, I don't think this is going to be for me, because I didn't know about all the range of stuff they had. I said, look, we don't eat white bread. We only eat, like, wholemeal and stuff, and we only have low-fat products. And they said, oh, no, we actually have a whole range of healthier choices, and we have low-fat milk, and we have regular bread and low-fat bread and wholemeal bread. And on Mondays, we get the wholemeal fresh. So why don't we send you a loaf and a carton of milk on Monday? So yeah, sure enough, at, you know, before 8 o'clock this morning, Jeff opened the door. And it must have been there for a while because it was probably there before 6:30. And a carton of milk and a loaf of lovely, lovely dark bread. So they're supposed to call me tomorrow, or I might even call them, because they said, I said, look, this is not a big household, it's just the two of us, and you know, I'm not going to give you, if I do sign up with you, I'm not going to give you business 6 or 7 days a week or 5 days a week. And they said, well, no, you could do anything from like once a week to 6 times a week. It doesn't matter to us. You get billed at the end of the month only for what you had. You don't get any extra charges. So, you know, we thought, well, if we get a nice fresh loaf of bread on Monday mornings and a carton of milk for competitive store prices, and we only have to pay like 50 pence or 30 pence for a delivery, I mean, you know, why not? I mean, it's not like we can't go to the store, but, you know, it's nice to get fresh bread in the morning. So I'll call them tomorrow and I'll see how it is, because if I have to pay like a membership fee, or I have to see how much it is, because I don't want to pay for stuff that I'm not going to use. So if it's just, it sounds almost too good to be true, so I have to see what it is exactly, and if there's a minimum or whatever, because if there is a minimum, then, I don't know, then I might not do it. And I got a whole catalog of all their products, which of course I can't read, and they give it to you with like a fridge magnet with their number, and you can even do the orders online, but the site's in Hebrew, so I don't know how well I'll manage with that. So, but I'll look at the site anyway. So yeah, it's an interesting concept, and if a company's been around for more than 15 years, they must be doing all right. I just don't understand how they make a living. I mean, obviously they buy stuff in bulk, so they get it cheaper. Obviously they only deal with deliveries, so they don't have like a premises probably. They probably go and pick up stuff. So they don't, maybe they don't have to upkeep like a place, but I don't know. So yeah, I mean, nobody does anything unless they make money, that's for sure. But I want to understand how exactly they make their money. So that's basically all I have to say. Even though I didn't eat a whole lot for dinner, I feel like I ate too much. Which is a shitty feeling, really. I don't like it. But, okay. Oh, excuse me. I don't know what else to say, except that tomorrow is going to be a slightly less busy day, but still busier than I like. Because I'm thinking about it. There's not going to be one day this week where we're just going to be able to chill. So I'll have to wait till Saturday for that. Anyways, have a good day or night or evening wherever you are. And I shall upload this and speak to you again soon. Bye.